can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo.
Hi.
What's the number?
129.
Fantastic.
100 plus 20 plus 9.
Math.
We're going to do our 136th comic strip.
Isn't this our 137th?
No. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
137th comic strip. Yeah. Look forward to it. You already saw it.
So I have some interesting news. Which is that I went to go to my advanced drawing class today, which turns out doesn't actually exist. It was actually drawing one, which I took about 3 years ago. But what I did find out is that I kind of like sat in because he was going to tell me about independent study after. And I found out that my professor, or my almost professor, is a fan of cartooning. So I asked him about independent study of cartooning.
Oh. And
I told him that I'm a cartoonist. So I'm going to talk to him probably on Thursday, and maybe we'll be able to release more comics. Maybe that'll be like one of my classes. And then we'd have to figure out a way to write more comics in a week, but...
I mean, I could do that.
Yeah, so maybe we'll keep up the three-week schedule. We'll have to see. Other than that,
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, if he's not crazy about our comics or whatever, or for whatever reason I don't get to do it, I will at the very least be producing some kind of cartoony stuff for that, and I'll actually have something to put on the Tumblr that I said I was going to update. Which I never did because I'm a flake.
And, I don't like the idea of being constrained because, me, I like to get crazy with it. But, if we need to do two comics of the three that fall into certain constraints.
Yeah, I was going to say we might have to be somewhat more tame.
Just get it out on Tuesday and then Friday and Saturday are a little family friendly.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
Tuesday's just an abomination. It's just awful.
Three comics a week might be the workload, though. Unless, I guess I could do the, two normal comics and then some extra stuff for whatever.
I guess you'll see how it goes.
So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. I was not expecting this. It's pretty cool, and I have, a looser schedule
now.
Was he
interested in seeing the site? Or?
I'm sure he will be. We didn't get to talk that much, but he thought it was cool that I was a cartoonist, so...
Yeah,
he said that cartoons are one of the most interesting forms of drawing that exists today, and wow. I thought that was cool. Because I was actually thinking about doing this for next semester, but I didn't know any professors that seemed cool about cartooning, and this guy all of a sudden does.
He knows,
and he's he's a somewhat old guy. I was actually kind of surprised, but he seems kind of up on his shit.
Maybe he'll smoke some reefer with you.
Maybe, I don't smoke reefer, but if you wanted to smoke reefer, I'd probably do it.
Just. If he sounds pretty cool, and I think that's what cool people do.
Well, it's what cool professors do. That's professor pressure.
Did you ever see that movie where they smoke weed?
Half-Baked?
Yeah, that's the one.
Or are you talking about, did you see, I got nothing.
Yep. Good segment.
So, are we going to have another, terrible podcast like last week, or are we gonna be able to
No, I'm gonna give it to you.
Oh, thank God. You're like Jesus right now to me.
I'm gonna bring that fresh flavor in your ear.
Okay.
It is kind of apropos to our last week's suffering. It's kind of about that. It's a meta one. We haven't done a meta one in a while.
I'm okay with that.
It is also a semi resurrection of an ancient failed technique from
Christ-like. Christ-like?
You mute yourself somehow? Sounds like you muted yourself.
I muted I don't know what I mean. I didn't do anything.
You're the devil.
You're the devil, Mr. Brophy.
So,
whoa.
I'm just... What?
You made me bitch.
What's the problem?
Fuck.
Is your internet shitting?
Hello?
Hi? Yes? Hello? 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 Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, my computer likes to do this thing where the audio just cuts out. Mm-hmm. And I have to unplug my speakers from my computer and plug them back in.
Oh, that's fun.
So I don't know why. If you understand the problem, tell me the solution. Text me it to my email box. Tech support, please.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
Thank you. Okay.
Good. But if that happens, see, I thought you muted yourself, but
I
deafened myself.
You muted myself.
I deafened myself from your voice.
Did we get any emails?
No. Sorry.
Thought I'd ask. Yeah.
You thought.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, I was saying I was reviving that shits from way.
Oh yeah, I was saying it was Christ-like.
Is it Christ-like? Oh, it's coming back. Revival.
It's like Easter.
I don't know if this idea died for our sins, but. Well, yeah, I guess it did technically. Technically speaking.
Literally, it did.
Yeah, technically speaking. So, we got panel one. We got me. And we got you. So, I'm up in a closet. I'm hanging. You know those boots that you put on the pole in the closet and you hang? Like for working out?
Oh. No.
You don't?
No.
You seriously don't know?
I can imagine. It sounds like something that's real.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Where you put your boots on the... God damn you. Where you put your boots in the closet bar and...
Are they like special workout boots?
What? Yeah, I think people use them to... Like they do crunches in midair. Like hanging from upside down.
I thought they just put like their feet up on a bar. And like just did it.
No, there's like special boots for it.
Huh. Where have you seen this? I've never seen this.
Well, most recently in Twin Peaks.
Did you finish it?
No.
It's like two seasons, right?
Yes.
I started it. I think it's pretty great.
It is pretty great.
And I started Deadly Premonition. I think that's pretty great.
You doing them both at the same time?
Yeah, I watched the first episode of Twin Peaks, and then I started playing Deadly Premonition.
But they're both the same thing. Why wouldn't you do one and then the other?
Because I wanted to see, like, how they interacted with each other as, like, things.
All right, whatever, you're a fuck. But
I mean, I'm going to be honest, the gameplay in Deadly Premonition is kind of terrible.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's like, terrible. Kind of the worst. Like, I thought even the shooting might be kind of fun, but the shooting is pretty bad.
It's just not terrible enough so that it doesn't make you quit.
Yeah.
Like, you can get through it, but...
Only really playing it for the hilarious dialogue.
Yeah, and I mean, the story, like... The thing about both Twin Peaks and Deadly Premonition is that the story will be, it will fluctuate. Sometimes it will do it simultaneously. It will be good legitimately and good, like, because it's so terrible. It's both. It's like simultaneously. It's like, this is actually kind of amazing, but it's also so ridiculous and shitty that it's amazing.
I'm just curious, does Twin Peaks get a lot weirder after the pilot?
I mean, yeah, I'll say.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't remember what happened in the pilot, but anywho, it's also very difficult in both, and, like, I don't think anyone can crack the case on this, but there's things in both of the things, that they're bad, but you cannot tell for the life of you whether it was intentional or not. Because there's some.
I've already seen things like that, yeah.
But there's some things that you're like, okay, that was definitely intentionally bad.
Yeah.
And then there's some things where you're like, okay, that was definitely bad, with no impetus of the creator. Like, that's just that's just poorly done, no matter which way you slice it. But then there's things in the middle where you just can't tell on which side of the fence it lays. And that's where the mystery of these art forms really comes alive.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I think this is probably a budget problem, but the graphics of Deadly Premonition, it's like the characters look like early 360 gen, and the environments look like early PS2. So I don't know. I guess it just did not have money.
Oh, no. No, it did not.
It's like, it's pretty astounding to be playing a game like now that's like fairly recent that just looks this shitty. But
Panel one.
Yeah, that's nothing about that.
Guess. So I'm hanging from the boots. You didn't see? I thought that might have been the pilot. Maybe, you know what? I think it's actually the beginning of episode two.
Okay. Because the things like this, I always get a little worried that people are not going to know what it is. But
I've seen it in other things too.
Like, I think that it's pretty hilarious that Mom thought the gas mask was a dead bird in that comic.
I did not fucking get over that. I'm sorry, I just could not get over
it. I guess it was a little hard to tell what that is. Dead bird, though, I looked at it for about 3 minutes, could not figure out what where she possibly saw a bird there. But,
yeah. Maybe it's like magic eye. Maybe you have to like look through the image to see.
I laughed harder at her email than I did at the comic. So.
Well, yeah. Well, it's not like you're gonna really laugh at our own comic.
Yeah, obviously, but that's pretty funny.
It's amazing. In case you didn't catch that, the gas mask that comes down when Eli is in the old folks' place and he's dining with the Oldens.
The old ones.
Our mother thought that the gas mask that comes down the string was a dead bird. I think I need to read this email. I'm sorry.
That's such a weird sort of. That would have been such a weird punch. If we could.
Yeah, a little bit morbid. That was kind of the initial direction that you wanted to go, was very morbid, but.
Oh, well, yeah. The initial direction was impaling myself with a fork, but.
What? And or killing all the old people. I don't remember that suggestion that you made. Pretty brilliant.
I think I neglected it. All
right, here's the email. Dad and I looked at this one together and were puzzling over the meaning of the dead bird. Is its meaning that not only are there old, near-death folks inside, but dead and dying things out in the sun?
That was the other thing.
Out in the sun?
We're clearly inside. How would a dead bird get in?
So both of our parents looked at this image and said, "That's a dead bird." No doubt in their mind. There was not like, is that a dead bird? What is the significance of this clearly dead bird? This clearly dead, clearly bird.
That's so great. It's so funny.
Where is it? I don't see it.
No, I really looked at it.
I'm going apeshit.
I looked at it upside down. I looked at it sideways.
Maybe that little circle is the eye and the loop is like the beak.
I have no fucking clue.
Like the yellow thing is the head and the.
I guess the bag part of it must be the wings. I mean,
has to be. Or the body.
I don't fucking know. It doesn't exist.
I mean, it looks more like a golden snitch than a bird.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's fucking weird.
It looks more like a boob with a big boob piercing and milk coming out of it.
Ew.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm saying things that it looks like, and it doesn't look like a dead bird. It looks like that.
No.
If any.
Certainly does not.
Well, what it really looks like is what it is. So, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Anywho. Yeah, so I just. That's good, I guess, for our parents.
Yeah. God. That's great.
Yeah, I think it might have been a situation where, like, one of them clearly influenced the other one by asking what it was before they looked at it.
It was probably a mom.
I don't know. I don't trust either of them.
No.
Their whackness is off the scales.
I'm just saying mom's whackness is a little bit higher.
It depends on the subject matter.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But technologically, dad's completely whack, so.
100%. 110 whack percent.
Yeah.
Anyway, panel one. So I'm hanging upside down, but either... Like I'm too tall, / the boots were hung too low in the closet. So it's like my head is just kind of like on the floor, like tilted. It's like I go to the floor, but there's not even enough room for my...
Oh, so you're just like kind of retardedly like...
Like drooping onto the floor.
Uh-huh.
So, like, my arms are just sprawled out. My head's, like, tilted and awkward.
Is this all written down, like, the position?
Kind of.
Because I should write this down. I'm not going to remember it.
Kind of. Just relax. So clearly no attempt at exercise is being made. Like, that's pretty obvious, I think.
Yeah. But you're in a closet, though?
Yeah. The closet's, like, open. Uh-huh. And I'm like kind of drooping on the floor and spilling out of the closet a little bit, I think.
It might just look like you're doing, like, a weird headstand.
Well, I'll be... The boots are pretty bulky, and they're attached to a bar. Like, you'll see that.
Okay, I'll have to really emphasize.
Yeah, and you'll have to, you know, you'll have to do good fucking body language. Show that I'm actually hanging and just awkwardly spilling onto the floor.
Yeah.
So you come over to me, and you're there, and you're like, hey, what's the comic for today? And I say, see if I have anything in the vault. And then panel two, I'm thinking maybe it's like a giant vault and like you've opened the door, like a bank vault, and you're like silhouetted in the door of the vault. That's panel two. And you're like looking in, and it's like a big empty vault.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scrap of paper on the ground. And in panel three, you're looking at the scrap of paper, and all that is written on the scrap of paper is cock scarf. And you just say, I'm fairly certain the dream is dead.
Wait, so there's really no reason for you to be doing this thing in panel one. It's just so you're not doing nothing.
Yeah, it's just kind of a funny thing. And also, it prevents me from going and looking.
Right, because you're stuck.
Well, I'm not stuck, but like I'm engaged, at the very least.
You're very passively engaged.
One or the other.
I like it. It's funny to me because I have experienced the cock scarf, so I don't know how funny it's going to be to other people, but it'll definitely be like really good for people who listen to the podcast.
Yeah, so like five people will enjoy it, but more importantly, even if you, like, you don't have to know the idea, like, that is a weird phrase, and trying to think of what that could mean in terms of being an idea for a comic.
Yeah.
Is another story.
So it's like a bank vault?
I'm imagining that. Originally, I was imagining just like a safe, and you open a safe, but like...
I'm picturing like Ocean's 11 style, like a big old vault.
I feel like it could just be like a little safe that you open, but like, why not do something that can only be done in comics?
It's true. It's very surreal.
Yes. So I'm thinking like in panel two, you see the scrap of paper in the foreground, and then you're like, yeah, you know, you're silhouetted.
So you can't, I'm actually a silhouette.
I think you're not totally blacked out, you're just a little darkened.
Okay. I mean, the vault shouldn't be dark, right? Because it's, you have to see it.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be like totally dark. I think that there's light shining in from behind you.
Maybe it has one of those like big sort of like doors you'd see on like a big boat with like the big steering wheel handle on the, you know what I'm saying?
Like a vault door? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, not like a... Should it be like a round vault door? Like a really...
That's what I'm imagining.
Like a big old giant round vault door?
That's what I'm imagining.
Okay. So can you...
It could be a giant gear like in Fallout.
Can you see the door or is it open?
Is it like the Fallout vault?
No, it's like too random.
Steampunky.
Like, why? Yeah. Unless you just want us to be all steampunky in this comic, then no.
It might be kind of...
If you have steampunk...
I mean, it might just be another
like
interesting facet. No, that would be the only thing, but it would be another interesting facet, and it would be a Fallout nod.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Okay. No a special reason
you go
to do it.
With steampunk, it's you go full steampunk, you know, full steam ahead, or you don't.
You go raw dog or gnaw dog, if you will.
And I never gnaw dog, except for right now.
Except for right now.
Right now. So you're saying the only light in the vault is coming from the doorway?
Well, it can light up the whole vault, but it could be like shining in from behind you and kind of like a little blown out, like a dramatic shot.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool if I'm like kind of like a really dark silhouette and then like light shining in.
I don't think it looks good if you're just like pitch black though.
I'm just trying to figure out what the inside of the room looks like. Like you can't really see. So the inside of the room is not dark. It should be kind of dark if like.
Well, a little bit dark, but you have light shining in.
Yeah, so there'd kind of be like a door-shaped light beam going across the floor.
And the scrap of paper could kind of be curved, so it's like it has some three-dimensionality to it, and it could cast a little bit of a shadow.
Okay, these are things I should be writing down.
Yeah, that's up to you, buddy. You're the one with the shit memory. I don't know what you're going to remember. And what
so you got,
remember.
Like...
Just type it, and don't talk.
Can't see.
I don't know why you're typing in panel one.
No, this is for panel one. That's why I'm typing in panel
one. Oh, okay. It's just you make a lot of mistakes, so I wanted to make sure.
What are your arms doing?
They're just drooped onto the floor. They're, like, spilling out. They're just on the floor.
Okay.
They're spilling out of the closet.
Okay, so there's, like... So I guess it should be like, should the vault door be like really big? Like, should I take up like, should my height be like half of the space?
I'm thinking like a 10 foot.
So like just about.
You're taking up a little bit more than half, I'd say.
Okay. And it is like literally a circle.
Yeah.
That's what we're deciding on. And I guess vault doors open outward or inward?
Usually outward from what I... See.
So you'll be able to kind of see the door behind. That doesn't really work for light coming in.
Yeah, it could be just like kind of a barn door effect on one side. Like it could just a little bit block off like the left side because they're pretty thick.
So there's only light coming in really from one's.
Well, it's not blocking that much of the circle. Can you use your head?
I'm trying to, but you're not very good at describing things.
But you know, you don't know. You don't know.
I think I know.
Okay.
See what I do.
Do it well.
I always say that. It's easier said than done.
Yeah, well, as soon as you do something well, then I'll stop saying it. Maybe in your fucking independent study, you can study how to do a fucking cartoon vault, you dipshit.
Probably not.
Might take a semester on that. Maybe this comic will actually be good.
Could have to wait a while to put it out.
Also, you wrote arms instead of arms.
I meant to do that.
Okay. I just don't want you to draw arms.
Okay, fine. I'll draw arms.
It would ruin the joke, is all I'm saying.
Would we know by now if we were in strip search?
I don't know.
I feel like we might know if we
Wasn't there a deadline?
There was a deadline. It was about 10 days ago. And
was it?
Maybe not. I don't remember. But
I thought it was a pretty big deadline.
I thought it was at the end of August, but maybe I'm wrong. But,
I thought it was, like, September shits. October.
Think so? No, it's definitely not October.
I'm find out now, because now you've piqued my Pinterest. I said Pinterest.
It doesn't really make sense in this context at all. What is that, anyway? What's the point
of that? It's a buzzword. Do you say it instead of interest, and then people
are
like,
I don't actually know what it is. What do
people,
you do?
You say, that piques my Pinterest, and people say, did you mean interest? And you say, no, Pinterest, because I'm...
Is that the whole function of the website? It's just to confuse?
Yeah, it's alliteration. You've piqued my Pinterest.
Oh, that seems kind of silly.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's getting so much buzz if it's just a stupid, like...
Yeah, you know?
That
on it's like network. It's like infograms. All it does is create a filter for your photographs, and, you know, that's you do that in Photoshop, but hey... Like it. It's nice and easy right in your phone.
I don't know what any of these things are.
You don't know about infograms?
No.
It's what you take a picture and it turns it into an old-timey photo.
So, yeah, Photoshop. You can do it.
Hey, you can only do like three different filters, though. It's pretty basic.
But it does it automatically, is the thing?
It does a number of things.
Because it's kind of hard to get a good old-timey photo effect in Photoshop without doing like a solid amount of work. You gotta do something. You can't just, you know, one filter is not gonna do it if you want to get realistic with it.
You're a dickhole.
It's not called for. Alright, are we done?
Hold on. Probably not.
Seems like we have a lot of jokes where we, like, it's like looking at a scrap of paper. Does that happen a lot?
They're no longer accepting entries. So, I don't know.
I'm wondering if they're going to send us like a rejection letter or if they're just going to let us blow in the wind for a while.
Yeah, because they could easily just do round two of the process, but only tell the people who they're actually going on
But I
direct.
feel like they could very easily automate it to tell us that we didn't do it, that we didn't make it.
Well, not only do I feel like that, I know that because they asked for our email address. So if they could just.
Well, no, that might just be if we get accepted into the next round.
Yeah, they might have just asked for our email address so they could throw it in the garbage. They could have done that, but why? Why?
Right. Well, I feel like we're gonna find
By the way,
probably
if you don't
find
know what
out
we're talking
pretty.
about, we're talking about Penny Arcade's reality TV show for webcomic creators. Sorry,
Yes.
probably shouldn't have said that up front.
Me and Jake applied, but we think we might not get in because mainly because
Rats.
they probably are not accepting duos.
Well,
So.
and we're hacks.
And we're hacks. We're probably not what they're looking for.
We're also hackers. Beep, 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 beep.
That's what being a hacker entails. Beep, beep,
Beep,
beep,
beep,
beep.
beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep.
It's binary.
Isn't that just like uninary?
No.
Monary?
That would be if I said beep, 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 beep.
You've lost me.
I know, it's not easy being a hacker.
I'm
Anyway, you were afraid that we have too many paper punches?
not really afraid. I was just kind of,
You're
I was
pointing it out.
curious. Yeah,
We
I
have a
was
fair number of them. We got the
just.
woman. We got Garfield's. We got the boning down. We got the blow me paper on Bromance's back. We
It's
got.
true. I was just thinking of one where a character is like holding up a piece of paper and looking at it, and I guess that's only really like two comics, if
Well,
including this one.
we have the letter. We have the review.
I just mean like a view where it's like you see what they're holding over the shoulder.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal.
No, it's not. I just
It's
thought it
different
was
enough context.
interesting how certain things come up several times, even though our comic's only been around
Yeah, I
for.
don't know. I guess it's kind of funny to have a someone look at something. It's like you're being surprised with them, but
Yeah.
maybe it's funny to you for the reason that it is sad for them.
It's like vicarious, man. It's
It's
vicarious.
inverse vicarious. It's vicarious visions.
Nobody knows what that is.
Hear
Like the most obscure reference.
that thunder?
Do I hear it?
It's rolling.
Yeah. No, I don't hear anything.
It's thunder on the mountain. Anyway,
All right.
you like the last line?
What
B line?
if? Yeah, that's good.
And write it. I'm imagining that it's written on the paper exactly as I've written it here. Lowercase, period.
Okay.
So just, do you think it's like a little torn piece of paper with only enough room for that?
I just imagined a little rectangular piece of paper. I guess it could be torn.
Yeah, I think torn is funnier.
So I guess I have to shoot it in two in a way that you can't read what's on it. So I have to like you kind
Right.
of bend it and
It could be upside down even.
yeah, that would work.
So try and make there be enough distance between the paper and you to show that the vault is really empty aside from that, because that the joke kind of hinges on that.
Right, yeah, I'll be kind of far away. That also adds to like the ridiculousness of how large this vault is.
Yeah, we definitely did not calculate our space economy very well. Thought I'd be having a lot more ideas than I do. In reality, my ideas take up nary a meg. Well, maybe a
Sure.
meg.
Maybe a MIG.
Let's see how
Pretty
much
much.
space all my ideas take.
You counting the ones you already wrote?
Yeah. I don't know how to find that out, actually.
Right.
I
Good.
can delete all of them. Delete notes. Delete.
May not want to delete all of our ideas.
Can merge them. I don't know what that would do, though. What if I merged all my ideas? Would it make one really good idea?
Probably. Probably the best comic ever.
Maybe if I clicked merge notes, it would, like. Yeah.
That's probably how we should end it when we do decide to end it.
Yeah, let's merge the rest.
Yeah.
Like.
Let's merge all the ideas.
And we'll just do it.
Yeah.
I can email the notes,
Maybe
say.
for our last comic, we'll do like a comic where we are in it, like really in it.
Like photograph wise,
Yeah,
we're
like we.
actually like metaphysically.
Like we're actors in a photo comic. Has anybody done that?
Well, no. Well, probably actually, but probably not well.
We're in
Is
a
that?
unique position because we almost kind of look like our characters. You could
But
put on a
there's a
stage.
lot of probably avant-garde things we could do. But the question is, would they be good?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is Softer World, and that's like avant-garde up the ass.
Yeah, I'm assuming they take those photos.
They do.
Okay.
I actually was curious. I looked into it.
Super Poop, they obviously did not take those photos.
But they're amazing, and I have no idea where they find them.
They must just spend hours on Google image search.
By the way, I actually forgot about Super Poop, but it's over now. It's like,
oh,
it's
yeah,
finished.
It's been over.
Go ahead and just read through that whole archive, because it's hilarious.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Yeah.
It is a treat.
It's brilliant.
If you're put off by the name Super Poop, I know that I, for one, am. I have.
It's kind of like, it's like comparable to meme humor where they take a photo and put text, but it's like 1,000 times funnier. So.
Well, I wouldn't use the word comparable. I would say could possibly be mistaken for.
Yeah, it's a similar style, but it's much more clever.
Yeah. I don't think we need. I think anyone who knows about us doesn't.
I don't know.
Finding obscure funny webcomics. Well,
Super, yeah, I mean, I thought you were going to say that Super Poop was, like, if they knew about us, they know about Super Poop, and that's not necessarily true.
Just saying, they probably don't need our help. You're creaking your goddamn chair, you fuckface.
I had an itch in my butt.
Scratch it with your dynamite sticks.
Don't have them out of this at the moment.
I said that because I want you to blow up.
I got it.
Like an explosion.
Okay.
I think that's about all.
That's about it.
I have nary a thought left to ascribe to the folks listening, but I thank you for your time and effort and your downloading finger who clicked on the internet vis-a-vis the teletube.
I want to thank you guys for using the internet. You know, it's been seeing hard times lately. I'm just glad that somebody's still using it. So thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Obama.
Every time.
Way to go. You really did it this time with politics. You should have passed more laws or less laws.
This is really Daily Show level of satire.
It's analysis. It's complex analysis. It's really picking apart the problems in the middle of our mores.
All right. Peace out.
I'll see you on the flip.
For a second, I thought I wasn't recording this whole podcast, and I was.
Oh, there we would have done a new. We would have done a fucking play-by-play. I would have given you mine, and I would have made you painstakingly recreate every single noise that you made for the entire podcast.
You kind of like dub it in.
Like you'd have to create a brand new audio track that I could edit together, and if it didn't match,
yeah, exactly. I do voiceovers.
It would have to match. Like, I would do a content analysis of the MP3, and if it didn't match, like at least 99%, I would make you do it over.
You'd use that MP3 to text translator you found before, see if it matched, see if the gibberish matched.
I mean, no, you can analyze MP3s to see if they're identical.
Yeah, but you can do it automatically with that program.
Yeah, you can also skip the middleman and not convert it to text and just compare the two MP3 files.
Oh, you mean like the waveform would have to be the same?
Yeah. I want some fucking... You know, that's what the best actors, that's what they do.
That's true. It's all about matching waveform.
They can match it.
It's about hitting right volumes.
They can match it with the best of them.
Yeah. That's what singing's about, too. It's just about volume.
Very technical skills.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, you... Kanye, when he's chopping and screwing a new hip-hop.
Chopping and screwing?
Sometimes the audio technician will be like, yo, Kanye, I'm so sorry to say this, because...
Does he have a palsy? What's going on?
He's afraid of being fired.
Oh.
By Kanye. He's like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Kanye.
Mr. Kanye.
But... The waveform, she is a cosine, and it needs to be a sine for sine wave. Please. Please.
You sound like a poor Italian shoemaker.
I have a family. Miso West. Miso West! I need a sine wave for the flack audio. That's how flack audio works. I need sine waves.
Sure.
Alright. I think we done did it.
Yeah, I think so. Nailed it.
I'm going to put our sine waves through the algorithm machine, and I'll see you on the other side.
All right. Goodbye. Peace. I know you love me, you know I loved you, we know we didn't know what to do with that. So when you meet him, just take it easy, no need to worry, it'll be different. I know you love me, you know I loved you, we know we didn't know what to do with that. So when you meet him, just take it easy, no need to worry, there are no more good ideas in